you know, talking about a revolution sounds this way. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
July 16th, 2022. If it's 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman of the Civic Radio Revolution, Don Brown, coming to you live from the mobile office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as Stand 215, at the Waukesha Farmers Market. I am joined by my producer, Connor, from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park, where we are so proud to honor our suffragette tradition here in Waukesha. And speaking of suffragettes, I'm also joined by Johnny Watermelon here, wearing his Freedom Irish sweatshirt. Love it, Johnny.
Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Speaking of suffragettes, the Wisconsin midterm primaries are 24 days away. So my guests for the next couple shows will be candidates in the upcoming elections. Today we have 5th District State Senate candidates Jessica Katzenmeyer and Tom Palswitz, and U.S. Senate candidate, my good friend Peter Pekarski. Jessica's on deck, but first, a big congratulations to Coach Travis Carlson and the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes, who captured the U-12 World Series Softball Championship in Sandusky, Ohio, beating the East Coast Panthers of Townsend, Delaware. This was last week Friday, and the core group of this team were once part of our very own Waukesha Blazers. And speaking of Blazers, big shout out to the Blazer organization on the success of their inaugural Waukesha Blazers Safe at Home Memorial Tournament hosted by the Jackson Sparks Foundation. 50-plus teams participated in this new summer classic to honor the life of Jackson Sparks, who was taken far too soon during the events here in downtown Waukesha on November 21st. And very, very proud and very excited to know that this young boy's legacy lives on forever here in the Shaw. So now it's time for Jessica Katzenmeyer. Jessica, say hello.
Hello. How's everybody doing out there this morning?
We are fantastic.
Yeah.
Jessica, like myself, is a transplant who lived here, who's been here in Wisconsin for 24 years.
Actually, over 25 now.
25, yep, sorry. Yeah, silver anniversary we're celebrating as a Wisconsinite. She was an active member of the Teamsters Local 344, a longtime UPS employee. She's an advocate for women's and LGBTQ rights, and she currently serves on the West Dallas Plan Commission, which to me is a very invaluable experience. We can talk about that in a minute. But first question, Jessica, why do you want to be a Wisconsin state senator?
Well, there's three reasons why I'm running for office to begin with, and this is what I always tell people. Number one, I've always just wanted to help and serve people, just had that passion for people. And I think that that's so important for any candidate to show, is to have to show that passion, that you want to help people, you want to improve their lives in some way, shape, or how. And that's why we're out here just giving out our message every single day, talking to voters. My number two reason is I believe that representation is important. I like to see a diverse representation in our government. I am a trans female, and there's never been somebody like me who has been elected into the state legislature before. And to me, diversity is so important because it brings new, fresh ideas to the table, especially in these days where we just saw something like Roe v. Wade being overturned. The number three reason why I'm running for office is just a personal story, my healthcare story. 3 years ago, I almost died from a staph infection in my lungs. If I did not have health insurance through the ACA, it would have cost me over $80,000 to save my life.
That was a result of that devastating fire that you survived,
yes,
correct?
Yes, that was, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that.
So. Yeah, and I'm 43 years old, and this happened when I was 40. And you don't ever think that something like that's going to happen to you until it does, and then how do you pick up after that? And you just kind of take things a day at a time, and then here we are today.
Yeah.
Running a competitive state Senate campaign, so.
Yeah. So what are you doing out to press the flesh out there and get the name out? What are some of your campaign strategies?
Mainly, doing stuff like this, free media, you know, radio interviews, TV interviews. I love getting out there talking about myself.
Oh, this wasn't free. I'm sending you an invoice here.
You're sending me an invoice. Okay.
I'm on your payroll, I thought. No,
I'll have to tell
this
my...
This is free. Free. Sorry.
I'll have to tell my finance people about this then.
There you go. Love it.
Yeah, no, like, just get yourself out there, or going to events like Waukesha Farmers Market, talking to people, going out to, like, city meetings in your district. Talk to people at the door is the most effective way, I think, just to get your name out there,
sure.
As well as being present on social media. So,
sure. What's your number one issue with what's going on with Wisconsin state politics that, like, if you do nothing else, this is what you're going to work to achieve for the people of this district and for the state?
I think what the number one issue I'm hearing when I talk to voters, especially now since Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and I'm hearing this from more and more women out there, is protecting the right to choose. As you know, in Wisconsin, we have a law in the books from 1849. This is 1 year after Wisconsin officially became a state. And when Roe was overturned, we reverted back to this 1849 law, which nobody knows how to enforce because it's 173 years old. So the number one issue is, we need to protect our right to choose. We need to protect the right to have safe access to safe abortions. Why should somebody have to travel to Minnesota or Illinois for an abortion? It's not right. I believe it's a human right. It's healthcare, and it's about healthcare. And so that's my number one issue in this campaign is healthcare.
Sounds great.
Making sure that healthcare stays affordable so that nobody gets stuck with that $80,000 healthcare bill. So.
Sure. Now, what do you think as a state senator you could do? You know, I think number one issue, I think, for a lot of Wisconsinites and people in this district is economic development. You know, inflation's going up, and there's a certain scare. What can we do at the state level to address that effectively?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about economic development, infrastructure is a big part of my campaign platform as well, too. I think that we need to continually to improve our infrastructure. I mean, how many potholes do we run over a day on the streets here? Our cars are getting torn up. Our, you know, suspensions, whatever. The car parts are not cheap anymore. I think that we need to invest into a better infrastructure. And then once we get the better infrastructure, that's like an investment into our economy. That's going to bring more jobs to the economy, which is going to bring more revenue to Wisconsin. And I think that at the end of the day, that'll help curb what's going on with inflation. So, that's my idea with that as of right now. So
Got it. So my big question, my $64,000 question, Jessica, is, here in Waukesha, there's a proud tradition of nonpartisanship. As a former alderman, I know that. What would you do? What's the message you have for them? As well as, you know, Waukesha County, where again in the last presidential election, Trump's margin of victory was 5% lower than it was in 2016. So there's some people out there that are open minded. Like, what's your message for them to say, you know, this is why the voters here should take a chance on Jessica Katzenmeyer?
Well, I mean, I think that just showing that being a representative to all means it's showing to people that no matter what side of the aisle you fall on, even if you're in an independent category, that, hey, I'm going to be there and listen to you. And even if you have 20 Trump flags maybe flying in your yard, I'm still going to talk to you. It's not like that's what your job is as a representative.
Civility.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
And then I think that, I mean, it just shows in 2020 when it ran for state assembly, I pulled in over 40% in New Berlin, which is a very red area. And that's something that I was very proud of.
Glad you mentioned that. I know we talked about that earlier, so yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. And so that's true. And what's the website people should go to learn more about Jessica?
Oh, absolutely. www.jessicaforwi.com is my website.
Easy
you can go to Jessica Katzenmeyer on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. Also, we are active on Twitter. It is JessicaFORWIS on Twitter as well, too. So
sounds great. Mm-hmm. So, Johnny, do you have any questions for Jessica? Anything on what's on your mind?
No, but I really liked hearing her platform and all the exciting things that she's bringing to the table. So I think, you know, people should get involved here.
Yeah,
sounds
definitely.
Yeah. So, I'm also pleased Pete Pekarski's been here. He's next in line. And then Tom Palzowicz just showed up. He's also running for that same Senate spot in the 5th District. And again, admire the civility. Jessica and Tom are good friends. And,
and I think that's an important thing that Tom there is that we are friends. You know, it's not like we're enemies here. We just have two different ideas. And I just want people to know that we've been, I think that he's been running a very classy campaign as well, too. So.
Terrific. So, Connor, how are we doing on time, my friend?
We got about 3 minutes till break.
You're a beautiful human being, Connor. So, so 3 minutes till break, and so Jesse, I know you get to the West Dallas Farmers because they got a wonderful farmers market there.
Yeah.
So I'm on the news last night with a really cool food truck.
And, yeah.
Are you gonna take an opportunity to shop around, look for some things, any items you need for the house?
Yeah, of course. I love getting some natural honey. At the farmer's market.
Yeah. You'll find it here.
As a politician, as somebody I sing outside of politics as well, too.
Yeah.
As somebody who uses their voice a lot, getting some honey, like natural honey with some tea is always good for your voice, to recoup your voice. So.
Why don't you sing in politics? That was a big tradition, especially among the Irish community. Yeah, do you have a few melodies you could belt out now, or is that too much pressure?
It's a little early for me right now.
A little early for you. Okay. So, if you come on the show again, we're going to expect a song, okay? That's only fair, right?
We could.
So save your party piece for the next time you join us. So terrific. And so what else do you like to do? When you're not busy, you're holding down a full-time job, and you got another full-time job running for the state senate. What else do you enjoy doing in your personal
time? Yeah, I mean, I work out every morning. I put in about 3.5 miles usually each morning, so I keep these legs in shape. Yeah. So
now you're really showing us up then.
Yeah, I guess I am, right? But I'm trying to work on losing weight. I got this like little flab right here.
I got one of those too.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get this.
A Joe?
Yeah. I see Tom Spatigas too, so. Yeah. trying to lose that. I love doing outdoor activities, doing adventurous things like zip lining, but music's a passion of mine. I love singing. It's very therapeutic for me.
Speaking of singing, my good friend Tracy Chapman's back on, letting us know that the tables are finally starting to turn, and looking forward to hearing more about your campaign, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Wish you all the best of luck. Pete Pekarsky's on next, and please stay in touch. Wishing you all the best of luck. And please stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues with my good friend, U.S. Senate candidate, Peter Pekarsky. Do not go away. We'll be back at the Farmer's Market. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Wasting time in the unemployment lines. Sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution.